Welcome to the OCR GCSE Art and Design Study Podcast. I'm your tutor for today, and in this episode, we're diving deep into one of the most exciting and challenging topics on the specification, mixed media. Whether you're working on your coursework portfolio or preparing for your externally set task, this episode will give you everything you need to understand what examiners are really looking for and how to deliver it. So let's get started. Mixed media, which sits at section 2.5 of the OCR specification, is about far more than just sticking different things together on a page. The key word here is integration. Examiners want to see that you have purposefully combined distinct media, materials, and techniques to create a complex, unified visual language. Think of it less like a scrapbook and more like a carefully composed symphony. Every element has a role, and together they create something richer than any single instrument could alone. Now, before we get into the practical techniques, let's ground ourselves in the theory. Because here's something many candidates miss. The assessment objectives for this unit are equally weighted. AO1, AO2, AO3, and AO4 each account for 25% of your marks. That means your critical understanding of artists is worth exactly the same as your final artwork. You cannot afford to neglect any one of them. Let's walk through each assessment objective in the context of mixed media. AO1 is about developing ideas through investigations and demonstrating critical understanding of sources. For mixed media, this means researching artists who actually work in this way and understanding not just what their work looks like, but how and why they made it. The two artists you absolutely must know are Robert Rauschenberg and Kurt Schwitters. Robert Rauschenberg, the American artist working from the 1950s onwards, created what he called combines, works that blurred the boundary between painting and sculpture. He incorporated everyday objects, tires, stuffed animals, newspaper clippings, photographs, all integrated into painted surfaces. His key insight was that the real world and the painted world didn't need to be separate. When you reference Rauschenberg in your annotations, don't just say, "He used mixed media." Say something like, "Rauschenberg's combines demonstrate how the integration of found objects with gestural painting creates a visual tension between the familiar and the abstract, which I am exploring in my own layering process." Kurt Schwitters, the German Dadaist, created his Mertz works from discarded materials, bus tickets, wire, newspaper, wood, assembled into collages and environments. His practice was deeply conceptual. He believed that any material, no matter how humble, could become art through the act of artistic intention. For your AO1 marks, examiners want to see that you understand Schwitters' methodology, his process of finding meaning in the overlooked, not just that you know he made collages. Other practitioners worth knowing include Hannah Hoesch, who pioneered photomontage, cutting and reassembling photographic images to create satirical commentary, and more contemporarily, Kara Walker, who uses silhouette and mixed media to explore identity and history. The more specific you are about methodology, how an artist actually made their work and why, the more marks you will earn. Now let's move on to AO2, exploring ideas, selecting and experimenting with appropriate media, materials, techniques, and processes. This is where the practical magic happens, but it must be purposeful. The core principle of mixed media is that the interaction between materials creates meaning. Let me give you a concrete example. Wax resist is a technique where you apply wax from a candle or oil pastel to a surface before applying a water-based medium like watercolor or ink. Because wax repels water, the paint beads and pools around the wax marks, creating a textured, almost ghostly effect. Now, here's the examiner's perspective. Credit is given for risk-taking, where incompatible media are manipulated to create intentional textural effects. The word intentional is crucial. You need to be able to explain why you chose this technique for your specific theme. If your theme is memory and fragmentation, wax resist creates a surface that seems to resist being fully seen. Perfect. If your theme is industrial decay, the way oil and water separate could echo the breakdown of materials over time. The connection between technique and concept is what separates a grade 7 from a grade 9. Other key techniques to explore include collage and assemblage, where you combine 2D and 3D elements. But remember, the substrate, that's your base surface, must be actively considered as part of the composition, not just a passive background. Transfer techniques, where images are transferred onto surfaces using gel medium or acetone, creating ghostly layered effects. Encaustic, which involves painting with heated beeswax mixed with pigment, creating rich, translucent layers. And photomontage, combining photographic and hand-drawn or painted elements. For your substrate, that's the surface you work on. Mount board is far more suitable than standard cartridge paper for heavy mixed media work. paper will buckle and warp when wet media is applied in multiple layers. Gesso, a white primer, should be applied to your substrate before beginning, as it creates an absorbent, stable ground that helps media adhere properly. Test your substrate choices and document this testing in your sketchbook. That's AO2 evidence right there. Now, AO3, recording ideas, observations, and insights relevant to your intentions as work progresses. This is your sketchbook, your process documentation, your visual diary. For mixed media specifically, there is one golden rule that many candidates miss. Transient stages must be photographed before they are obscured. What does this mean in practice? When you apply a layer of collage, photograph it. When you add a wax resist layer, photograph it. When you paint over it, photograph it. Each photograph is evidence of your layering process, and examiners cannot award marks for work they cannot see. If you paint over a beautiful collage layer and don't document it, that layer effectively doesn't exist for assessment purposes. Your annotations are also critical for AO3. Don't just describe what you did, reflect on what happened, what surprised you, what you would change. Use technical vocabulary. Instead of "I stuck paper onto the board," write "I adhered torn cartridge paper fragments to the gessoed mount board substrate, creating a broken, irregular surface that I intended to exploit through subsequent wax resist application." Same action, completely different quality of annotation. Finally, AO4, presenting a personal and meaningful response that realizes intentions and demonstrates understanding of visual language. This is your final outcome, but it's also about the coherence of your entire portfolio. Your final piece should feel like the inevitable conclusion of your research and experimentation, not a sudden departure from it. Examiners look for the seamless integration of 2D and 3D elements in assemblage work, where the substrate is actively considered as part of the composition. Now let's talk exam tips and common mistakes, because this is where marks are won and lost. Common mistake number one, superficial collage. This is what examiners call sticking down, applying collage elements without compositional integration or thematic relevance. If you're cutting out magazine images and gluing them down because they look nice, that will not earn marks. Every element must be chosen and placed with intention. Ask yourself, why this image? Why this position? How does it relate to my theme? How does it interact with the layers above and below it? Common mistake number two, technical failure. Buckling paper, peeling collage elements, media that hasn't adhered properly, these are all signs of insufficient substrate preparation and testing. Always gesso your substrate. Always test your adhesives. PVA glue diluted with water works well for paper collage but may not hold heavier materials. Mod Podge, acrylic medium, or specialist collage glues may be more appropriate for mixed materials. Common mistake number three, disconnection between media and concept. This is subtle but important. If your theme is delicacy and fragility, using heavy impasto acrylic paint creates a conceptual contradiction. If your theme is brutalism and industrial strength, delicate watercolor washes may undermine your message. Your choice of media must reinforce your conceptual intent. Examiners will notice and reward this coherence. Common mistake number four, overcomplication. More layers does not mean better work. A muddy, chaotic surface where nothing reads clearly is a common outcome when candidates keep adding without refining. Know when to stop. Use digital manipulation, Photoshop, or even free tools like Canva to plan your layering before committing to physical application. This is explicitly recommended in the mark scheme guidance. Top exam tips. First, annotate your rationale for every material choice. Don't assume the examiner can see your thinking. Write it down. Second, use digital planning to test compositions before applying them physically. Third, show your testing. Substrate tests, media compatibility tests, adhesion tests, all of this is valuable AO2 evidence. Fourth, reference your artists by methodology, not just by name. Like Rauschenberg, I am exploring the tension between the painted and the real is worth far more than Rauschenberg also used mixed media. Now let's do a quickfire recall quiz. I'll ask the question, give you a moment to think, then give the answer. Ready? Question one. What does AO1 assess in OCR GCSE Art and Design? Pause. The answer is developing ideas through investigations and demonstrating critical understanding of sources. Question two. Name two key practitioners associated with mixed media and state one key aspect of their methodology. Pause. Rauschenberg. Combines, integrating everyday objects with painting to blur the boundary between art and life. Schwitters. Merits works, using discarded materials to create meaning through artistic intention. Question 3. Why should you photograph your work at each stage of the layering process? Pause. Because transient stages that are obscured cannot be assessed. Examiners can only award marks for work that is evidenced. Question 4. What is the purpose of applying gesso to your substrate before beginning a mixed media piece? Pause. Gesso creates an absorbent, stable priming ground that helps media adhere properly and prevents buckling or degradation of the substrate. Question 5. What is the key difference between superficial collage and integrated mixed media? Pause. Superficial collage involves applying elements without compositional or thematic purpose. Integrated mixed media involves purposeful selection and placement of each element, with clear connections to theme, concept, and the layers surrounding it. How did you do? If you struggled with any of those, go back and review those sections and make sure those concepts are reflected in your sketchbook annotations. Let's wrap up with a quick summary of the key takeaways from today's episode. Mixed media at GCSE is about purposeful integration, not decoration. All four assessment objectives carry equal weight, 25% each. So research, experimentation, documentation, and final outcome all matter equally. Know your key practitioners, Rauschenberg and Schwitters, and understand their methodologies, not just their visual styles. Prepare your substrate properly. Gesso on mountboard is your foundation. Document every layer before it's covered. Annotate with technical vocabulary and conceptual reasoning. And always ask, does my choice of media reinforce my conceptual intent? You've got this. Mixed media is one of the most creatively rewarding topics on the specification. It rewards genuine experimentation and thoughtful risk-taking. So be bold, be intentional, and document everything. Thanks for listening to the OCR GCSE Art and Design Study Podcast. Good luck with your coursework and your externally set task. See you in the next episode.